So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN, it is 2:50. Thank you for joining us. Bernie Sanders was on TV over the weekend. As you know, the senior senator from Vermont graduated from the University of Chicago in 1964. And while he was a student, he was a protest organizer for the Congress of Racial Equality, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, all during the Civil Rights Movement. Our next guest was a big part of the Civil Rights Movement as well. But when questioned about what is happening on university campuses right now, this is what Bernie Sanders said.
We are looking at the possibility of mass starvation and famine in Gaza. When you make those charges, that is not anti-Semitic. That is a reality. So our job is to condemn Hamas, a terrorist organization that started this war, condemn in every form anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of bigotry. But we do have to pay attention to the disastrous and unprecedented humanitarian disaster taking place in Gaza right now.
What's interesting about that is it seems as if there is no separation between pro-Palestine and pro-Hamas on college universities. That's where my conflict comes in. I don't really know, because there seems to be no one leader emerging. Someone who has been in there in the past is Dr. Hermine Hartman. She is a Chicago icon, a media pioneer. And Dr. Hartman, you were there. You were protesting. You were marching in the late 1960s.
We were marching for three things as a college student, Lisa. We were marching for civil rights. We were marching for feminist activities, throwing away bras. And we were marching for peace in the Vietnam War. I'm with you in terms of kind of getting stuck, but here's the major difference between these generations of marching. We marched, and we were very concerned about voting. And we had voting. We mass voted. Bernie Sanders came out of that. Jesse Jackson came out of that. Andy Young came out of that. These guys came out of that and they went into politics. In today's world, agree, disagree, no matter what your stance is, but the young people are not voting. They're not participating in politics. And therein, whatever it is, that's where your answer is. That's where your solution is. And we're seeing the lowest voting turnout that we've seen in the last 80 to 100 years. And I don't see how they don't connect the two. Protest equals voting. They're not voting.
And
I don't understand that part.
And is it because they don't believe in the system at all?
Yes. That's what they say. We don't believe in the system. And I was like, you're not going to change it.
Right, right.
You're not going to change it if you don't vote. Are you kidding me?
And
they don't understand. They don't see the connection and the relevancy.
Right. And is there, I mean, some people are drawing parallels as to what happened in 1968 with those anti-war protests and how they then culminated in a big clash at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Right.
And here we are
facing
the same thing this summer.
But I think it's going to be worse than 68, Lisa. I really do. You've got more forces. You're going to have the Trump people. You're going to have the Palestinian people. You're going to have the Gaza people. You're going to have the migrant people. You're going to have the homeless people. I mean, my God, let me count how many marchers are there. And I think the city, very honestly, I think we're being very naive to say, oh, you can march. You just have to go register. Well, if I'm a marcher and I'm a real protester, trust me, I'm not registering anywhere. I'm
right.
Just doing it. So, you know, God bless us. And we need to be very, very alert.
And what do you know about what is happening on the campus of Northwestern? Are there constructive conversations taking place, or is it just like what's happening at Columbia and everywhere else?
So what we did see at Northwestern is we did see conversation taking place in the classroom and out on the marches. And therein is your real solution and your reality as for us to begin to understand and talk and have conversation. When I was in school and the marching was going on, that's what we did. I went to Roosevelt University. Roosevelt's quite the political school. And so conversations were taking place in that classroom. Real conversations, heated conversations, hot conversations, but nevertheless, we were talking about it.
And that's what's supposed to happen on college campuses. But I don't know if these protesters are going to school. Are they taking their exams? I can't get a grasp if they really are students.
Well, we're at graduation time, and they're canceling graduations. You don't cancel graduations. You don't do that, Lisa. I come from academia, too. You graduate, you get that piece of paper you've been working for 4 years. And the other thing, Lisa, the colleges that are protesting, you're looking at college campuses with tuitions $50,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
You better not be my kid.
And here's what's really devastating is this is the class of 2020. These kids didn't have a high school graduation. Now, because of COVID, you had to do a drive-through, or you went up on an empty stage, you know, and shook one hand and walked away. In the case of my kid, he just walked into the gym, they handed him the papers, and he left. And so they're facing this with a college graduation again, where in many cases, it's canceled.
But that's on their own accord. COVID canceled it for the before. And now the kids are canceling it for themselves.
Right, but not everybody protesting.
That's right. And the college administrators, they're scared to death to host a graduation.
Crazy times.
Rightfully so. Yeah, they're scared to do it. They're fearful to do it. What might happen? They're afraid.
All right. You need to come back so we can continue this conversation.
Hey, you know what I wanted to talk about? What we got to talk about as journalists? We got to talk about David Pecker of the National Enquirer. I hope people don't think that catch and kill is the real way that journalism works.
Because it's not.
That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
It's just not. We got to bring some clarity to that.
All right. She will be back. That is Dr. Hermine Hartman. She is the founder of Indigo.com and quite the voice in Chicago. Lauren's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's very own